弟兄姐妹大家平安。
May peace be with all brothers and sisters.
感谢神看过我们又平安过一个星期。
Thank God for guiding us through another week.
我们又可以聚集在教会里来领受神的道理。
That we can gather in the church to receive His words.
愿主耶稣将他的平安赐给我们每一个人。
And may God grant His peace to all of us.
今天晚上要从路加福音第十章来查看。
当
做什么才能够承受永生？
Today we'll be studying from Luke chapter 10. What should we do to inherit eternal life?
从我们的读经进度，我们一起来学习这个主题。
We will study this according to our Bible reading.
我们现在请翻开路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
二十五节说，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生
？”And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, "Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?"
二十六节，耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是什么？怎么样
？”Verse 26, he said to him, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?"
二十七节，他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。”又要爱邻舍如同自己。
27. So he answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind."
28节，耶稣是说，你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。
And verse 28, he said to him, "You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live."
29节，那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？
29. But he wanted to justify himself and said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?"
好，我们从这一段来思考这个问题。
And from this section, we will ponder upon this question.
那这是主耶稣在传福音，他到了路加福音第九章以后，他就已经面向耶路撒冷去，就是说他的目标就是要进入耶路撒冷去完成救恩。
And after Luke chapter 9, Jesus is going directly.To the direction of Jerusalem to fulfill his salvation plan.
所以他当时候从加利利开始向南边走，一路经过撒玛利亚城，经过比利亚，然后要进耶路撒冷。
And so he went south from Galilee to Samaria.
那这是在这个进耶路撒冷路上所发生的事情。
And this happened on his way to Jerusalem.
那现在这个律法师这是一个很懂律法的文士，他。现在来试探耶稣。
And now this certain lawyer, he is testing him.
他特别问说，我该做什么才可以承受永生
？And he's asking him, "Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?"
主耶稣回答的是很简单的。
And Jesus has simply answered.
他问他说，你律法上写的是什么？你念的是，你既然是律法师，那你念过啊？那是什么？记载什么
？He's saying to him, "If you are the lawyer, what is written in the law? What is your reading of it?"
二十七节，这个律法师就回答说：“就是要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又爱邻舍如自己。”
And the lawyer answered, "It is to love your Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind."
那个他所讲的这两句话，就是从《生命记》第六章第五节来的。
And this verse that he's reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5.
因为《生命记》六章五节一开始就说：“以色列啊，你要听。”
Because in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5, it starts with Israel, you must listen.
主你的神是独一的。
That the Lord your God is one.
也就是说我们只能够拜独一的神。
And that we can only worship one true God.
对这个神我们敬拜的态度就是要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱他。
And to worship this God, our attitude is that we must love him with our heart, soul, strength, and mind.
也就是尽我们全部的人用整个生命去侍奉这位神。
It means to love him with our whole being and our whole self.
那所谓的爱主我们的神就是要听从他的话，谨守他的诫命。
And to love the Lord our God means to keep his commandments and listen to his words.
那这一段信息在《生命记》第六章呢，这个基本上大部分的人都很熟悉的。
And this is very familiar to most people from Deuteronomy chapter 6.
这个律法师当然不例外。
And of course, this lawyer is included.
然后他又说，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
And he also said that you must love your neighbor as yourself.
那是从利未记第十九章十八节里面所引出来的一句话。
And it is from Leviticus chapter
19.
19.
那这个就是圣经里面在提到律法里面有关于对待别人的原则，就是要爱人。 如同自己，要同样想到我要怎样，别人怎样待我，我就要怎么待别人这个原则。
And this is the principle on how to love others from the Bible, which is love your neighbor as yourself and treat others as how they have treated you.
所以这个律法师他的回答呢，主耶稣说，你答得很好啊。
And so the lawyer's answer that Jesus said to him, you have answered well.
你如果这样做，就可以得永生了，就可以得到了。
If you do this, then you will receive eternal life.
那表示说，其实主那这个律法师他所回答的这两个原则，就是先知跟律法道理的总纲。
And his answer is sums up the principles in the Bible.
这个我们看一下马太福音第二十二章。
And let's look at Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音第二十二章，这是主耶稣他所讲的一段话。
Matthew chapter 2, and this is a phrase said by Jesus.
因为在马太福音里面，他所记载的就是。这个律法师他是问说哪一条诫命是最大的
？Because this lawyer is asking which law is the greatest.
我们看现在直接看第四十节。
And let's look at verse 40.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
那这两条诫命就是第一要。爱神要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
And out of these two commandments, the first is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind.
第二个，它就当然就是爱人如己喽。
And the second is you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
那其实就这两个爱神跟爱人，就是包括所有的神的要求。
And to love God and to love man is what God is asking.
那现在路加福音第十章的这个。律法师呢？他听主耶稣这样讲以后
，And now the lawyer in Luke chapter 10, after he have heard this,
第二十九节特别强调说，他要显明自己有理，他就对主耶稣说：“那谁才是我的邻舍呢
？”And verse 29 says, wanting to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?"
也就是说，对于有关的要爱神这个对象本身，他们是不会混淆，很清楚，这位神就是独一的主，他们所拜的是天上的神。
And he is not confused with the audience of who they should love, and that is also to love the Lord their God.
但是有关于邻舍的部分，他就提出一个疑问，他说谁才是我的邻舍
？But he asked a question concerning who is my neighbor.
那他自己特别说，他是要显明自己有理，表示说自己是很懂的。
And here it says he wants to justify himself to show that he knows much.
那其实也就是这是为什么他说了他来试探主耶稣的动机了。
And this is his motivation in tempting Jesus, in testing Jesus.
因为他律法师在当时候，在当代的很多时候，他们是要从主耶稣的话里面得把柄，然后来控告他。
Because lawyers at that time, they would grab onto Jesus' words and try to find his fault in his words.
就是要 accuse， 就是要控告他，就是因为他们认为主耶稣他。不遵守律法。
And it is to accuse him because they think that Jesus does not follow the law.
但其实主耶稣他知道他在做什么。
But actually Jesus knew what he was doing.
比如说有关于安息日的道理。
For example, law concerning Sabbath.
主耶稣一直强调他就是安息日的主。
He kept emphasizing that he is the Lord of Sabbath.
安息日是行善事，医好那些需要帮助的人是可以的。
That on Sabbath you are allowed to do good and to heal the sick.
安息日来敬拜神，这是理所当然的。
That on Sabbath for you to worship God is something you must do.
但是安息日要了解，这是神给人的礼物，这是一个神的福气。人不是要被安息日限制的。
You must understand that Sabbath is a blessing and a gift from God that you are not restricted.
所以主耶稣他就是用很多的时候，用很多机会，其实要表明这个律法真正的含义在哪里。
So Jesus using a lot of ways to teach what is included in the law.
那在这个地方，这个人他是特别问说，那我的邻舍呢？到底谁才是我的邻舍
？And this person specifically, he's asking, who is my neighbor?
那当时候对律法师来说，他认为的邻舍，应该是他自己的同族，他们自己犹太人，他们自己的真正的邻居啊。
And to this lawyer, he must be thinking of people who are of his same race of the Jews of the same kind.
也就是当时候，他绝对不认为说那些外族外邦人是他们的邻舍。
And so to him, he must not have thought that the Gentiles were also his neighbor.
因为他认为说那些外邦人是不洁净的。
Because the Gentiles were unclean.
他们认为他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，是有特权的。
And they thought they were the descendants of Abraham, so they hold a special place.
神所应许给亚伯兰所有的福气应该都是他们来承受的。
And that everything Abraham was promised to Abraham is inherited by them only.
那这些外邦人基本上是没有份。
And these Gentiles should receive none of it.
所以当时候他们很狭隘的认为说所有的福气应该都是只有犹太人可以得到。
So they are very narrow-minded, thinking that all the blessings could only be received by the Jews.
但这个地方主耶稣特别讲了这个故事来让他明白什么叫做邻舍。
But Jesus using the story is teaching him who is your neighbor.
要让他把他的眼光扩大，让他了解神真正的救恩是要给万民的。
He wanted to open his eyesight for him to see that salvation is for all.
好，所以从第三十节开始呢，主耶稣就跟他说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥去，结果碰到强盗。
And so in verse 30, it talks about a man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves.
那这个地点，主耶稣在往耶路撒冷去的这个路上呢，在这个地方发生的地点就是在约旦河的东边。那在耶利哥的对面河东这一带呢，这个当时的地名叫做比利亚，这个地名
And
就是圣经里面所讲的约旦河东这个时候有这个名词，就是这个地方。
And the location of the Jerusalem is east of the Jordan River.
那这个地方就是它耶利哥城从耶路撒冷到耶利哥城这是一路都往下坡。
And from Jericho to Jerusalem, it is going downhill.
那因为耶利哥是在约旦河河谷比海平面还低的地方。
Because Jericho is at a place where it is lower in elevation.
那个地方路上很危险，所以有很多强盗。
And so on their way there is very dangerous, so there are a lot of thieves on the way.
那这条路当时候众人也都知道里面埋藏很多的这个土匪啊。
And at that time, many people knew that this road, that there are many thieves hiding there.
好，那这个人很显然从耶路撒冷下来是一个犹太人。
And it is here it shows that the person going down from Jerusalem, he is a Jew.
好，那现在第三十一节说，现在一个祭司从那条路下来看到他了。
And in verse 33, it tells that there was a priest who saw him.
他是从旁边经过。
And he passed by.
然后又来一个利未人
Another came a Levite.
看到这个人被打得半死也是从旁边绕过去了
And he saw that he was hurt yet he still went away.
到第33节说有一个撒玛利亚人 他来到那里看见他就动了慈心
And verse 33 it says there came a certain Samaritan who saw him and had compassion on him.
结果他就赶快上去用油跟酒倒在他的伤处把他包裹又把他放在自己的牲口上面带到旅店里面去照顾他
And so he went to him and bandaged his wounds pouring on oil and wine and he set him on his animal and brought him to an inn
然后第二天他说又拿出二钱的银子来交给店主说你且照应他此外所费用的我回来的时候必还给你
And on the next day he also gave the innkeeper two denarii and asked him to take care of him
然后36节主耶稣就说你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的那个人的邻舍呢
And verse 36 says who do you think of these three was his neighbor
好那37节他就说了是怜悯他的耶稣说你去照样行吧
And 37 he said he who showed mercy on him then Jesus said to him go and do likewise
好所以谁是邻舍呢？谁是我们的邻舍呢
？And so who is our neighbor？
我们如果看这一个故事啊
，If we look from the story，
我们就发现说，那个表示说，如果能够怜悯人的、愿意帮助人的，就是那个需要帮助人的邻舍了。
We can see from the story is that his neighbor was someone who has shown mercy on him。
也就是说，本来这个撒玛利亚人他是跟犹太人是不来往的。
Meaning that even though Samaritans and Jews they do not associate。
所以对。犹太人来说 他一定会认为说，应该是这个祭司或利未人是他的邻舍。
And to the Jews, they must have thought that it must be this Levi or this priest who is supposed to be his neighbor.
但是很可惜，这两种人都绕旁边绕过去不理他了。
But unfortunately, these two kind of people they pass by on the other side.
但是唯独这个撒玛利亚人，他看到他就怜悯他。
And only the Samaritan who saw him showed mercy on him.
真正帮助他。
And he truly helped him.
那所以这个撒玛利亚人就成为这个被强盗打了半死的人的真正的好邻舍。
And so this Samaritan became a neighbor of this person who was hurt.
那所以主耶稣说，那你就照样去行。
And so Jesus said, go and do likewise.
也就是说，谁是你的邻舍？
Meaning, who is your neighbor?
你那个需要你帮助的人就是你的邻舍。
That those who need help,
你就是他的邻舍了。
Are your neighbor, that those who need help, that you are a neighbor to them.
就我们自己来说，我们是谁的邻舍？谁是我们的邻舍呢？
And to ourselves, who is our neighbor?
也就是说，那些我们看见、我们知道需要我们帮助的人，如果我们真的去帮助他，我们就是他的邻舍，不管他跟我们是什么关系的。
And those we show mercy to those who need help, and we become their neighbor.
所以那真正的邻舍就不是你的同族，就真正之外你邻居的人了。
And a definition of neighbor will no longer be someone who is of your own race or who is next to you.
而是你真的能够施怜悯，能够付出行动去帮助他的。
But someone you can show mercy and show actions to help this person.
所以这个邻舍很可能是远方的。
And so your neighbor may be far away.
也有可能是在你路上碰到的。
And your neighbor may be someone who you meet on the road.
那这样的一个概念，让这个律法师的那个观念改变了。
And with this, Jesus have changed his thinking.
那主耶稣跟他说，你要照样去行，因为律法师他的判断是正确。他说，这三个人来说，只有这个好撒玛利亚人才是真正啊，这个犹太人的邻舍。
And he told him to go and do likewise, and that his decision was correct. That only the Samaritan was his neighbor.
所以你要去爱邻舍，就是要包括这个外族人。你也要付出怜悯，也愿意去帮助他才可以啊。
And so to love your neighbor means that you also show mercy to Gentiles, who those who are not of your own race.
神的恩典不是只有单给某一些人。
And that God's blessing is not only to a certain people.
所以今天从这一段道理，主耶稣他所讲的其实是很直截了当的。
And so from this teaching today, it is very straightforward.
我们今天要得永生。
Today to receive eternal life.
其实神在他的圣经里面已经告诉我们那个方法。
God in His Bible have already taught us.
就是我们要爱神。
That we must love God.
那爱神是付出全部的，不是我方便的时候我来爱神。
And love God means to give your totality. It does not mean to love God in convenience.
但是我们现在我们对爱神的事情是我如果方便，我如果有时间，我才有办法做得到。
Now we do not love God as it is convenient to us only when we have time.
那其实这个跟神的要求就差一截了。
And this is far away from the standard of God.
神对我们的要求是我们全部的。
And God's standard for us is our all.
那神这样要求我们，他也一样回报我们，他也会尽全力来爱我们。
And because He asked this of us, He will do the same to us.
也就是说，神他不会为他不会占我们的便宜的。
Meaning He will not,
他不会 take advantage。
He will not take advantage of us.
神一定会加倍的回报我们。
And that He will repay us with double the blessings.
所以凡爱神的绝对不会吃亏。
And so those who love God will not be in disadvantage.
当时候主耶稣特别强调说，要对有关的爱你的邻舍这件事情，给这个律法师明白。
And that time Jesus wanted him to understand who was his neighbor.
所以今天这个道理，你看主耶稣把这个讲明以后，他就要这个律法师，你要照着去做。
So after Jesus have spoken clearly who was his neighbor, he has asked him to go and do likewise.
表示说我们需要真的付出行动，把这个道理行出来。
This tells us that we must show what we have learned and live the teaching.
那个这个道理有时候我们往往会把它变成一种知识。
And sometimes teachings will become a knowledge.
那其实神所要的不是这些知识。
But God does not want this knowledge.
神不是看我们到底懂多少。
And God is not trying to see how much we know.
他其实是看我们到底能够做出多少。
He is to see how much we've shown.
那当时候这个律法师呢，他们 主耶稣那个世代啊，他一直在指责这些律法师啊。
And in Jesus' time, he often rebuked the lawyers.
因为他们那时候，他们总是有一个观念。
Because they often have a certain kind of thinking.
因为他懂很多，然后他们就教导别人说啊，怎样做。
They think that they know a lot, and they begin to rebuke others, telling them what to do.
主耶稣后来在其他场合里面就说你们有祸了。
But Jesus, in a different occasion, told them that woe unto you.
我们现在看路加福音第十一章。
And let's look at Luke chapter 11.
路加福音第十一章。
Luke 11.
第四十六节。
Verse 46.
耶稣说：“你们律法师也有祸了，因为你们把难担的担子放在人身上，自己一根指头也不肯动。”
And he said, "Woe to you, also lawyers, for you low men with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers."
也就是说，这里意思是说，你把这个道理讲给别人听，然后要别人去做，但是自己不做。
Meaning that you have told others to do it, but you do not do it yourself.
而且把这个律法又加了好多好多解释，让它变得很困难，很难去做行出来。
And you add extra explanations to the teaching and made it hard for people to carry out this teaching.
那其实就像罗马书第二章所说的，他们教导别人不可以这样做，但自己反而这样去偷窃，然后去贪心，然后去违背神。
And like how to say in Romans that they have asked them to do such and such, but yet they still do all the other sinful things.
第五十二节。
And verse 52.
当你们律法师有祸了，因为你们把知识的钥匙夺了去，自己不进去，正要进去的人，你们也阻挡他们。
Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves, and those who were entering as you hindered.
那表示说，这个律法师他们当时候对有关于要得永生进神的国这件事情，其实他们变成一种阻挡。
And that they have known the knowledge to enter the kingdom of heaven, yet there were a hindrance to them.
他们自己不进去，表示说他们是知道，但是他们体贴人的软弱，顺从自己的私欲，胜过要去执行神的旨意。
They know themselves, but they do not enter, and that they have relied on their flesh, rather on their spirit.
主耶稣就宣告说：“你们这样的人有祸了。”
And Jesus have told them, "Woe to you of such person."
那你看，从这个信息，我们就看到主耶稣他告诉我们要得永生是要去行出来的。
And from this message, it tells us that for us to receive eternal life, that we must act on it.
哦，我们知道这个知识，我们一定要把它行出来。
That for us, that we know the knowledge, and we must show action to it.
那如果从路加福音第十章主耶稣讲这个故事，我们就对照那个祭司跟利未人的表现，还有这个撒玛利亚人他的真正的付出啊。
And comparing the Levi and the priest with the Samaritan in Luke chapter 10.
我们就知道说真的被主耶稣所看中的就是那个有实际行动去爱人这一个好撒玛利亚人，而不是这些祭司利未人好像表面性很侍奉神很热心在圣殿服事的人。
And we know that God values the Samaritan who has shown mercy on onto him rather than the priest and the Levite.
哦，因为这个利未人，这个撒玛利亚人，他真的付出很多的。
Because the Samaritan has offered much.
他也没有要求要回报。
And he never asked anything for return.
这个人很体贴。
And this person was full of love and mercy.
他又非常细心。
And he is also very gentle and caring for him.
他也不会想要去占那个客店老板的便宜。
And that he did not think to take advantage of the innkeeper.
你看他这个人真的是全心的去爱这个素不相识的人，然后就像爱他自己一样。
And this man had truly loved a stranger with his totality, and that he has shown mercy.
所以今天这个就是在路加福音里面所告诉我们的第一个。要承受永生的人应该要这样做。
And so this is from Luke and tells us what is the first thing we must do to inherit eternal life.
那我们从路加福音里面，我们又看到啊几个圣经里面主耶稣所提到的重点，我们要一起来思想。
And from the book of Luke, we can also find some key points for us to think about.
因为我们现在要从这里来看，什么叫做尽心、尽性、尽力、尽力爱主。
Because from here we want to study what is the meaning of love the Lord with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind.
我们第二点来看第十章的第三十八节。
And for the second point, let's look at chapter 10.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
他们走路的时候进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，她接他到自己的家里。
Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house.
那马大他有一个妹子叫做玛利亚， 他在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
And Martha had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
那这个马大、玛利亚，他们应该是住在伯大尼。
And Martha and Mary lived in Bethlehem.
也就是说，他这个伯大尼是离耶路撒冷不远的地方了。
And this place is not far from Jerusalem.
那主耶稣其实常常到他的家里面去出入的。
And oftentimes Jesus would enter his house to stay there.
那这里特别记载这个马大，他看起来从路加文看来，这好像是第一次主耶稣进他家的时候所发生的事情。
And here have especially mentioned that this is seems like the first time he entered into the house of Martha.
那接他到家里，事实上就是意思就是收留主耶稣，然后款待他，是很热情的啊，像那个贵宾这样来招待他。
And for Martha to receive Jesus here, it shows that she has shown hospitality and had treated Jesus as an honorable guest.
就像在路加福音第十九章的那个撒该啊，撒该接主耶稣到他家去，那个字是一样，他很热情的啊，今天主耶稣要去我家，他很高兴的接待主耶稣。
And it is the same as recorded in Luke chapter 19, when Zacchaeus had invited Jesus into his house, it was the same word, meaning that he has received him with great hospitality.
那这个马大呢，他是很会服侍的人。
And Martha was a person who knew how to serve.
所以他也有那个愿意做的心。
And she had a willing heart.
他把主耶稣接到他的家里面来，是包括主耶稣跟他跟随的人十二个使徒啊。
And she received him, meaning that she also received his 12 disciples.
好，那现在接进来，接到家里面来以后，玛利亚她就坐在主耶稣脚前听他讲道理。
And after she had received him in, Mary was sitting near his feet, listening to him.
现在玛利亚她事后的事情多了以后，就心里忙乱。
But Martha was distracted with much serving.
她就进前来跟主说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人侍候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”
She approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to come help me."
那表示说，这个马大，他现在接待主耶稣，他所看重的就是要怎么样让这个接待的事情做得很完美。
And now that Martha has served Jesus, her emphasis was on how to serve Jesus to the best of her ability.
那看起来是她自己一个忙不过来，她心里就很乱了。
And it seemed like she was not able to finish all the work, and so she was very distracted.
所以她现在也很尊重主耶稣啊。
And so she also respect Jesus.
因为她会接主耶稣到她的家里来的前提是她一定要相信主耶稣，她知道主耶稣是谁。
Because for her to receive Jesus into her house, it means that she must knew who Jesus was.
哦，约翰福音第一章说。
If you look at Luke chapter 1.
约翰福音。
Oh, sorry, John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
He came to his own, and his own did not receive him.
十二节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就是他们权柄，做神的儿女。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God to those who believe in his name.
十三节，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
那你看这里特别说。会愿意接待主，就是把主耶稣抓住的人，他说这个是先信他的名，相信耶稣就是这个世界的真光。
And especially mentioned here that those who have received him, those who have to grab onto him, are those who believe in his name and believe that he is the light of the world.
恩典跟真理都从主耶稣来的。
And that truth and blessings come from Jesus.
所以现在接待主耶稣的，他就可以得到真理，可以得恩典。
And so those who receive Jesus will receive truth and blessings.
然后他的眼睛会明亮，他的因为这个光要赶走所有的黑暗。
And their eyes will brighten, and they will become light, and they will be able to cast away darkness.
那这样一个愿意接待主的，又相信主的名的人呢，其实是神特别拣选祝福的人。
And for those who believe in his name are those who were specially chosen by God.
所以这等人不是从血气生的，不是从人意，不是 从情欲，他说从神，是神的选召，神的恩典临到。
And this type of person were not born of blood, nor the will of flesh, yet, or the will of man, but of God.
你就看到说马大玛利亚他们这个家庭其实是蒙神拣选特选的。
And you can see that the household of Mary and Martha they were specially chosen.
他知道主是谁。
And that they knew who Jesus was.
他也知道主耶稣能够带给他们什么。
And that they knew what Jesus could bring to them.
那现在马大他一心一意要侍候主。
And now Martha wants to serve Jesus with her whole heart.
可是他现在他的心就思绪就很烦。因为侍候的事情很多。
Her heart is distracted because she has much serving.
表示她忙不过来。
And that she cannot handle all the work.
那在这个忙乱当中，她就忘记说，哎，接待主耶稣在家里到底是为什么？
And because she was so busy and distracted, she lost her reason as to why she served God in the beginning.
最重要的应该是要从主耶稣身上得到真理跟得到恩典啊。
That is more important for her to receive truth and blessings from Jesus.
那如果能够听到主耶稣讲道理的，才真正有福的人。
And those who can hear the words of Jesus are those who are blessed.
因为吃一顿饭，这些事情是小事了。
Because for them to partake in a meal is a small matter.
因为两个比较起来，要得到这个真理的部分，这个神的道理才是重点。
In comparison to receive God's truth, it is more important.
那当时候马大他特别跟主耶稣诉苦说，你看我的妹子留下我一个人，他就坐在你那边听，他让我一个人在那边忙。他说，主啊，你不在意吗？
And so Martha was distracted with my serving, and she approached Jesus saying, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone?
请你吩咐她来帮助我。
Therefore, tell her to help me.
所以她当姐姐的，她没有大声喊说，妹妹，你过来给我帮忙。
And so as sister, she did not tell her younger sister to come and help.
她知道现在这个主人是主耶稣啊。
Because she knew that the master was Jesus.
好，所以她就求主耶稣来帮忙咯。
So she asked Jesus for help.
那主耶稣回答说，马大马大，你为许多事情思虑烦扰。
And Jesus has said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things.
那这个很多事情其实就是为了要接待吃饭喝吃喝的事情而已。
And these matters are concerning about food, eating food and taking care of him.
但是42节说，但是不可少的只有一件，就是玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
But in verse 42 says, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her.
那这个最好的福分是什么？
And what is the better part?
他现在抓住了这个主耶稣能够带给他的真正的恩典跟真理。
That she had grabbed on to the truth and blessings from Jesus.
因为真理从主耶稣所讲出来的话是带着权柄，是跟以前你自己去听文士、律法师所讲的那个完全不一样。
Because truth and the words spoken by Jesus carries authority and is different from the words of the lawyers and Pharisees.
他从主耶稣所听的话跟从文士、法利赛人所听的那个感受是不同的。
And in comparison from hearing the words from Jesus versus the lawyers, it is very different.
所以玛利亚她很聪明的选择了最好的。
So Martha, Mary was very smart that she has chosen the good part.
她说这个部分是不能够被夺走的。
And that this will not be taken away from her.
那所以你看我们今天要承受永生应该做什么？
And so today, to inherit eternal life, what should we do?
我们要把主耶稣基督抓住。
We must grab onto Jesus.
那我们要抓住主耶稣所讲的，他所带来的恩典跟真理。
And we must grab onto the words of Jesus and the blessings that he will bring to us.
要听到他的信息。
We must listen to his message.
然后照着他所讲的话去做。
And do according to his words.
所以他说选择那上好的是最好。
And so it states here that she has chosen the good part.
其实玛利亚她坐在主耶稣脚前去听他所讲的道理。
And Mary has sat in front of Jesus' feet to listen to his words.
那表示说玛利亚她很聪明，她很有智慧，她知道在这个时候，其实最重要就是抓住主耶稣基督的信息。
Meaning Mary was full of wisdom, and she knew that at this very moment that she need to grab onto Jesus and listen to his words.
我们看诗篇73篇。
And let's look at Psalms.
诗篇七十三篇。
73.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
七十三篇二十五节说：除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的了。
25. Who have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you.
二十六节。
26.
我的肉体和我的心肠衰残。但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
跳过去看二十八节。
And let's jump to verse 28.
但我亲近神是与我有益的，我以主神为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。
But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all your works.
从这几节圣经，我们就看到说，玛利亚她知道什么是最宝贵的。
From these verses, we can see that Mary knew what was most more valuable.
她把主耶稣抓住，当作她的福分，这是真正从神所出来的。
That she have grabbed onto Jesus as her portion forever.
然后她能够坐在主耶稣的脚前听他讲。
And that she was able to sit in front of Jesus' feet to listen to his words.
这是为什么玛利亚她可以知道主耶稣的那个时间不多，她最后。你看，在主耶稣被钉十字架前，最后那几天，他能够倒香膏在主耶稣的身上。
And that's why Mary knew that Jesus did not have much time, and she was the one who poured oil on Jesus' feet.
在约翰福音第十二章特别讲，玛利亚她已经可以感受到主耶稣已经快要被钉十字架离开了，所以她为他浇香膏，为他安葬来做准备。
John chapter 11 mentioned that Mary knew that Jesus was about to be crucified and that he did not have much time, so she poured oil on Jesus' feet.
所以他亲近神，他就更能够了解神的意思，他知道什么时候应该做什么事情了。
And because she drew near to God, she knew what to do at the right time.
今天我们要承受永生。
Today for us to inherit eternal life.
我们如果能够像玛利亚一样，
if we can be like Mary,
选择坐在神的主的面前来听他的道理。
If we choose to sit in front of God and listen to His words,
那这样子，我们的心就会很轻，然后我们就看明这是什么时代，我们应该要做什么才是真正有价值。
And our heart will be very clear, and we will be able to see what is that we need to do in this generation.
而且这样的一个福分，属灵的福分是别人夺不走的。
And this type of spiritual blessing is something that no one can take away from you.
那路加福音第十章并没有说马大的服事没有价值。
And in Luke chapter 10, it is not saying that Martha's servitude is of no value.
马大的服事很重要。
Martha's servitude is also very important.
但是只是玛利亚她选择那更好，她更有智慧，知道说这个就是真正在这个时候应该要掌握的。
But just that Mary has chosen the better part, the good part, and that she knew what she was supposed to do at the right moment.
所以我们从主耶稣的对话，我们就知道说主耶稣并没有叫玛利亚说，那你赶快去帮忙啊。
So from their conversation, we know that Jesus did not say, tell Mary to go help Martha.
他现在反而要马大，你要把你的心静下来想想看，什么才是最重要的。
But on the other hand, she has asked Martha to quiet her heart and ask her to ponder what is more important.
不要让这些借贷的事情让整个思绪烦扰，然后忘记了什么才是重点。
That do not let your servitude become a distraction to you and you lose track of what is more important.
那其实这一段信息也告诉我们，今天我们在教会里面的很多事情，我们一定要能够抓住那上好的福分，才是真的最聪明的。
And this message is a reminder for us to hold on to the good part.
我们今天在教会里面接待很多教会的教会所或总会所办的工作。
And today in church we may do a lot of servitude work in the church.
有时候我们很在意说我们接待的时候什么事情要做的不够完美，或者是有什么样的瑕疵觉得说好像很过意不去。
And when we serve others or show hospitality to others, oftentimes we will worry that we are not able to do a good job.
其实在这个接待这个事情上最重要的部分就是我们有趁这个机会能够听到这个神的道理。
But in terms of servitude and showing hospitality to others, the more important thing is that we have heard his words.
其实我们现在已经渐渐地发现教会在办活动的时候，我们一般的信徒觉得说，这个是这一群人他们的活动，他们应该参加的，我们不用参加。
And a lot of times today, when the church hold events, a lot of people will think that this event is for this church, so others do not need to attend.
但是我们如果要接待他们，要煮饭啊，做什么，我们就会热心的参与。
And when we have to receive others, we would be very fervent in cooking and doing other work.
这是出于爱心，这是应该的。
And this is out of love, and this is something we should do.
这也是神所喜悦、神所会祝福的。
And this is something that's pleasing to God, and something that is blessed by God.
但其实更重要的是，我们要可以利用这个教会在我们这里办活动的同时，我们可以参与聚会，能够得到在这个时候神所准备给我们的属灵粮食。
But more importantly, that we should use wisely of this time, of this event, and use this time to feed upon the bread of word, the bread of life.
那我们跟着教会所办的这个活动一起来成长。
And that we can grow together with the event that is holding in place.
那这样子，我们就是选择那上好的。
And for that, we are choosing the good part.
因为我们最近在很多在几个教会所举办的活动，都发现这样一个现象。
Because recently, and the recent events that we have held around here,
就会渐渐觉得说，哦，这是青年他们的活动，所以我们不用参加。
We realize that many people have felt that this is an event for the youth, so I do not need to come. 但其实这个是非常可惜的。But this is actually a loss.
因为有时候我们如果跟这些青年或者是教会所办的这个活动一起祷告，那一起在听道理。
It is a loss for us because if we have chosen to come and pray with the youth,
我们的心
会 and listen to the words,
我们的心会跟着被圣灵感动，然后火热起来。
Then our heart will also be moved by the Holy Spirit, and we will also become more fervent.
因为现在发现说，其实我们很多的青年，他们接受了很多的属灵灵会和各种训练之后。
Because nowadays, a lot of the students have received many spiritual cultivation in various events.
他们在教会里面这段时间都非常非常的热心的，整个心就是灵性被提升起来。
In this period, that they are very fervent in their holy work, and that their spirit have been lifted.
但是很可惜的，等到回到家以后，不久之后，就是慢慢又回无原状。
But unfortunately, when they go home after a while, their spirituality go back to the same.
那是因为我们整个成人，我们的家长没有跟着提升。
Because it is also because that the parents and the adults have not grown with them.
所以现在很多时候，其实我们成人的信徒会整个反映出，或者是如果不是提升，就是让这个整个被提升下来的灵性被又把它拉回来，是因为我们本身没有在跟着进步。
And for a lot of the adult believers, it is because that we have not grown with them, and so that they have returned back to their original place.
所以其实现在慢慢的发现说，哎，这些年轻的下一代，他们有时候更热心，整个心更火热，要去读神的话语，去传福音。
So that we will slowly realize that our younger generation has become more fervent in preaching the gospel.
但是毕竟在教会里面，现在在负责推动整个工作，还是这个成人的信徒为主。
And that it is still the main task of the adult believers today to help out with the event.
所以我们整个教会一定要跟着一起进步，我们在道理上一起来吸收，这样子整个教会的圣工才会发展起来。
So as a church, we need to grow together, and we need to also receive the truth with them.
那我们现在就要像玛丽一样，选择那上好的，真的教会有活动有聚会的时候，我们一定要抓紧机会一起来参与，来领受神的信息。
And so we need to be like Mary, who have chosen the good part and participate in events that are held around here.
好，所以这是从路加福音第十章，我们从马大、玛利亚的事情看到，要承受永生，我们一定要能够抓住上好的这个神的主耶稣的真理跟主耶稣的恩典。
From Luke chapter 10, the story of Mary and Martha, we have learned to hold on and to choose the good part.
再看回来路加福音第十章。
And let's look back to Luke chapter 10.
我们再看第三个重点。
And let's look at the third key point.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
Verse 21, In that hour Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight.
这是圣经福音书里面唯一一次主耶稣被记载说他很高兴，非常的喜乐了。
And this is the only recording in the gospel books that have said Jesus rejoiced greatly.
那这个，所以他是欢喜雀跃哦，他的意思不是那么是微笑而已哦，是像那个小孩子这样子，很高兴这样子，手足舞蹈这样子啊，欢天喜地这种感觉。
And here describing rejoicing, it is not only smiling, but it is greatly rejoicing in their heart and in their actions.
你看他的祷告，他说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。”
And so with great proclamation, he has said, "Thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth."
感谢什么？
And what is he giving thanks for?
因为这个事情是主耶稣所派出去那七十个人回来报告，他们奉主的名怎么样得胜魔鬼，然后怎么样有权柄， 让这个福音呢扩展出去了。
Because at this time the 70 returned with joy, and they have said that how that the Lord was able to hold on to, were able to have the demons hold on to.
这个福音被传出去了。
That the gospel has spread.
那这七十个人回来，很高兴的跟主耶稣报告。
And when the 70 returned with joy to tell Jesus.
那其实当时这七十个人，他们是被主耶稣派出去，他们也没有什么经验的。
And the 70 that was sent by Jesus, they were actually inexperienced.
那他们其实对主的认识，或者他们也不是很清楚，不是很深入。
And their knowledge of Jesus and their understanding of him wasn't very shallow.
可是他们就是听主的话，就这样子去做了。
Yeah, by his word, they did it.
那他们就这样子奉主的名，哇，就行神迹医病，然后赶出撒旦。
And in Jesus' name, they have cast out demons and healed the sick.
然后主耶稣跟他们在讲，他们在报告的时候，主耶稣跟他们讲说：“我已经把这个权柄交给你的，我已经看到神怎么样把这个魔鬼啊，让他从天上坠落下来。你们现在可以胜过他。”
And Jesus has said that now I have given authority to you, and I have saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.
然后他说：“啊，父啊，他说你将这些事情向聪明通达人就藏起来。”
And so at this time, Jesus said, "Thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise."
像婴孩就显出来。
And that you have revealed them to babes.
那这些事是什么事啊？
And what is this revelation referring to?
因为这些事情让主耶稣觉得非常的喜乐。
Because these things have made Jesus rejoice greatly.
那这些事指的就是门徒，这七十个门徒，他照主的话出去传福音以后，他们回来的报告，他们得胜魔鬼。
And these things is referring to the 70 who rejoice, return with joy, and have overcome Satan.
他们真的会应用主给他们的权柄。
That they were able to use the authority given by him.
因着他们的信心跟顺服，他们就看到神的工作大大的被开展了。
And so that they have saw that God's work were greatly working among them.
那门徒之所以得胜，是因为那个魔鬼撒旦已经被制服了。
And these people, the apostles, were able to return with joy because Satan was being trampled down.
所以这些事包括你看主耶稣所说的，他看见撒旦从天上坠落，像闪电一样，然后那说门徒有权柄把这个仇敌踩到脚下。
And so here it states that I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions.
因为第十九节那里说，
Because verse 19
states, 我给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么能够害你们。
It states that, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
这里中文说胜过仇敌，这个仇敌是单数的。
And in Chinese it says that they have overcome an enemy which is singular.
那这个单数的仇敌一指的是撒旦魔鬼。
And this one enemy is referring to Satan.
那表示说现在主耶稣所给门徒的权柄一定可以制服魔鬼。
And so the authority given by Jesus to the disciples is one that can overcome Satan.
那现在主耶稣说哇，因为这些事情他说像那个谦卑的人呢就显明。
And Lord Jesus has said that it is revealed to the humble.
哦，那像那个自以为聪明通达人，就把它藏起来，他们就不会明白。
And that is hidden from those who are wise and prudent.
他说：“父啊，是的，你的旨意就是这样子。”
And here it says, "Father, yes, this is your will."
那这个就是你看今天要承受永生的人呢。
And for those who are to inherit eternal life,
我们要能够像婴孩一样这么单纯呢。
We must become like babes who are very pure.
那这么样的。
Who are very simple and kind.
就是像第十章的第三节说，你们去吧，我差你们去，像羊羔进入狼群呢。
And like chapter 10 verse 3, it says that, go your way, behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves.
这些门徒他们是很驯良的，很像羊羔一样的。
And so these lambs are gentle.
但是看起来很软弱，可是又很坚强。
That they on the outer appearance they have seemed very weak, but they are strong.
又可以明白神的旨意。
And they understand the will of God.
他们知道什么才是重点。
And understand what is the more important thing.
他们知道怎么样来执行，来顺服主耶稣的方法，来执行神给他们的使命。
They understand how to carry out the way of God and how to carry out the commandment of God.
所以你看这件事情让主耶稣非常高兴，看到门徒他们的得胜，主耶稣好喜乐。
And so by here, Jesus greatly rejoiced in their return.
第二十二节，一切所有的都是我父交付我的。
And verse 22, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is.
除了父，没有人知道子是谁。
No one knows who the Son is except the Father.
除了子跟子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父是谁。
And who the Father is except the Son.
所以谁才能够真正认识神，认识天父呢？
So who truly knows the Heavenly Father?
就是主耶稣基督。
It is Jesus Christ.
以及主耶稣所愿意指示的。
And it is of Jesus Christ, of the people who Jesus Christ have commanded.
那主耶稣要指示谁？他愿意指示谁呢？
And who is Jesus willing to command?
因为只有被主耶稣指示人才能够真正认识神呢。
Because only those who are commanded by Jesus can truly know the Father.
那主愿意指示的人就是那个像婴孩那么单纯，那么善良。而且又这么谦卑的人。
And Jesus only reveal things to those who are like babes and who are humble.
但是那个自以为有智慧、自以为义的人就掩盖起来，他就不能了解。
And those who are wise and prudent and self-righteous, for those people they will not understand.
所以这个，你看，如果是主把他显明出来，这个人是有福的，他看见了别人所看不到的。
And so they were revealed by God, and that they were able to see things that others cannot see.
所以第二十三节，主耶稣转身，暗暗对他的门徒说：“看见你们所看见的，那眼睛就有福了。”
And so in verse 23, Jesus he turned to his disciples and said privately, "Blessed are the eyes which sees the things you see."
他们当时候亲眼看到主耶稣的作为。
Because at that time they have saw the work of God with their own eyes.
他们听到主所讲的信息。
They have heard the words of Jesus with their own ears.
他们是有福的。
And that they are blessed.
他们是被天父被主耶稣所指示的。
That they were sent by the Heavenly Father.
他们明白神的旨意。
And that they understood the word, the will of God.
所以我们今天要能够承受永生，这就是我们应该具备有的态度，我们在神面前应该要有的一种精神。
And so today, for us to receive eternal life, this is the attitude and the spirit that we should have.
那我们如果愿意照着主所吩咐的去做，我们就会看到说，神所给我们的权柄，其实没有什么东西可以害我们的。
And if we're willing to do what is commanded of us, then we will realize that there's nothing that can harm us.
很重要的是，我们会看到主耶稣他跟门徒所讲的那一段话，第二十节说：“不要因为鬼附了你们就欢喜，要因为你们的名记录在天上欢喜。”
And it is important to notice the second part of what Jesus said, which was, "Nevertheless, do not rejoice that the spirit are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven."
因为承受永生的人就是在天上的生命册上有名字。
Because those who receive inherit eternal life are those whose names are in the book of life.
那这个名字能够记录在天上，是因为我们已经得胜仇敌。
And their names are in the book of life because they have won, they have become victorious over death.
我们可以执行天父所给我们的权柄。
That they were able to perform the authority of God.
好，所以我们可以很顺服的照主耶稣的方式来传福音，来宣告说神的国临近了。
And so they were submissive to doing the works of God and saying that heaven is near.
因为我们执行天父的旨意。
Because they have carried out the will of God.
而不是只在意说哇，我们可以有能力把鬼赶出去而已。
And not only that, they were rejoicing that they were that subjects.Spirits are subject to them.
哦，这个就是《路加福音》第十章里面我们所看到，怎么才能够承受永生呢
？And so from Luke chapter 10, we can learn what is that we must do to inherit eternal life.
把它做个总结。
And we can make a summary.
我们要照主耶稣所说的律法所告诉我们的，要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽力去爱主我们的神。
That we must do according to what Jesus said and according to the law, which is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind.
我们要真的有怜悯、有爱心去帮助那需要帮助的。
And that we must show mercy and love to those who are in need.
把这个道理做在人的身上。
And that to live this teaching on others.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
因为丧失怜悯心的人就已经不认识神了。
And those who have lost their mercy are those who do not know God.
那我们知道说，在这个服事 信主服事神的过程当中，最重要就是要选择那上好的，抓住这个主耶稣所带给我们的真理。
In our servitude and in our worship of God, we must know that we must choose a good part.
我们知道要能够用谦卑的态度，顺服神的态度来得到神的指示，让我们可以真正的更亲近神，更明白神的心意。
And that we must have a humble and submissive attitude so that Jesus will reveal the things that are hidden to us.
那这样子，当我们的名字记录在天上。
And that our name will be written in heaven.
那我们就是有福的人。
And that we are blessed.
所以愿主带领我们。
And may God guide us.
一起来努力，都能够承受永生。
And help us so that we can work together to inherit this eternal life.